Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette. This is Acadiana Sports Station. 1037 The Game and 1037thegame.com. KLWB, Karen Crow Lafayette. Just after 6 o'clock. And Sports Chat with Dave Schultz starts now.
I'm going to put it right on the line. There have been a lot of complaints already.
Connect on Facebook or follow on Twitter at 1037 The Game.
It's a formidable scent. Stings the nostrils.
Listen live with the 1037 The Game mobile app.
Naked man has few secrets. A flayed man, no.
Or online at 1037thegame.com.
All right, place your bets. Place your bets. Here we are.
And now, Dave Schultz.
Super Genius.
It's on right now.
Dave Schultz, Shakira Martin back in from Fox 15. It's a Tuesday morning Sports Chat Light. I'm filling in for Perks, who had travel issues yesterday. That's how much he loves his wife. He's already out in Northern California. He's going back to L.A. He's trying to come back to Lafayette. And he's going back to L.A. today. He's going to join us at 8:30, talk about Phil's big win over the weekend that took 5 days and crazy weather out in Northern California. Had to finish up yesterday, and then Tiger playing in a place that he doesn't like to play, but he's playing anyways. All right, a ton to talk about today. LSU and Kentucky. We'll hear from Coach Robichaud previewing UL baseball. Cajun softball with a sweep. We'll hear from Jerry Glasgow. Kyler Murray going to the NFL, apparently. Well, I don't know why we believe this decision. He's made about four of them so far. And obviously Kareem Hunt. Shakira Martin is in, and she's got to find out what today is, because today is a special day. All right, there's like three of these a year. You know what today is, Cody? Pen Day. Schultz Pen Day. You know what that's about, Shakira?
No, tell me.
All right. So you can't buy pens anymore. You're a reporter, right?
Right.
You carry a bag?
Yeah.
All right, the pens always end up in my house. They never end up in my bag.
Right.
You try not to, you know, put them in your pocket anymore because they explode.
Right.
So you don't want that. So just like a golf ball always ends up in the water or the woods, the pen ends up not with me. So why am I going to buy pens? There's a UL job fair today. I will collect the pens. I used to thought it was a little shady. Then I realized I'm doing them a favor. The right. less they have to carry back, it's all good. I'll do two or three rounds. I will come back away with 50 to 75 pens.
That sounds like me and mint when I go to a restaurant and I see peppermint.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll do that. It's a small UL. There's two UL ones and the big one. So, you know, I end up with a couple hundred pens.
Hey, that's awesome. You get pens. People get jobs. It's a great day
Absolutely.
In America.
Right? Absolutely. All right. They'll also be seeing need to stay away from the candy at the job fair. There's always little mints
little
and little chocolate bars. All right. So lots to talk about. We will get into Kareem Hunt. We will get into Cajun softball. Big sweep last night from Cal. Although, you know, Faust came on yesterday and always was saying, you know, UL is always kind of, you know, what did he say? Underappreciated? You know, and yet it's actually UL who's preseason ranked and not Cal. UL is in the, you know, somewhere in the 20s or the high teens, where Cal is closer to the 30s. So anywhere between 10 and 15 spots is the difference. And so they're better, allegedly, and they're playing at home, and they played like it. So we'll get into that as well. But something we didn't concentrate on yesterday, and I want to start out with local before we get into the Kareem Hunt mess, is the Pelicans and what the NBA is making them do. Apparently they were not forced to play him, just highly suggested that they play him. Cody, do you have yesterday's deal with Magic Johnson? Magic Johnson was asked Sunday if the negotiations – were on the up and up from the Pelicans. You ready with that, Cody? Go ahead.
No. We knew that basically at the end of the day, what happened. And we knew that. when did we first start?
Here it comes.
So, you know, in terms of what happened. But, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah!
I'm going to say this again. Quit making this about thinking these guys are babies, because that's what you're treating them like. They're professionals.
Do you
all of them. And
all right, that's
how
good. Now he's talking about the players.
They are professionals.
Well, they're talking about...
They're not babies.
Well, they're talking about the Kyle Kuzmas and the Brandon Ingrams and the, you know, Lonzo Ball, who's what? Is he even 21 yet? Is he 20?
But not babies.
You know?
That's hilarious.
You know? Yeah, so the question was, you know, these guys should be able to handle it. That's part of the deal. But to come out and claim that the Pelicans didn't handle negotiations in good faith you got the ball rolling with Rich Paul and Clutch Sports, and then you get Anthony Davis and his dad to say, I'm not going anywhere or signing a long-term deal without L.A., who's not negotiating in good faith?
Magic's doing some magic.
It is. It's outrageous that he's getting away with this. All right. Now, throw this on top of it. Cody, he's talking about, you know, helping out. And, you know, the former LSU Tiger, Ben Simmons, wants to, you know, pick Magic's brain on how to be a big guard in the NBA.
Oh, for sure. For sure. He reached out to me, not to me directly, to the Lakers to find out if we can get together this summer. I said, hey, you got to clear it with the league. And if everybody, the Sixers sign off, we sign off, the league sign off, that there's not nothing going on, but he wants to know how to play the position as a big guard, it's fine. You know, I will do that. But if everybody doesn't sign off, then we can't get together. But I love his game. I love his vision. I love also, too, he's very, in terms of basketball IQ, very, very high basketball IQ.
So that is Magic on Sunday talking about helping out Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons reached out to the Lakers.
Right.
Can we work together? You know, how can I improve my ballgame? Right.
Because everybody reaches out to the Lakers.
Surprisingly,
apparently.
Right? Now, this had already taken place. This had already happened. Elton Brand knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Elton Brand said, thank you, no. You cannot do this. So again, Magic Johnson is clearly knows the answer. This has been settled. And yet he's talking about another team's player who's going to be a free agent in a few years, right? This is his third year, Cody, right? So he has heard his first year. Now he's playing 2 years. He's coming up on free agency.
Magic just likes to go for the big guys.
But yeah,
no one is like we entertain it, like the sports fans, but it's like no one is really taking that leap of faith. So is it really a Magic thing?
In terms of what?
I don't know.
He seems to be the only one talking about other teams' players.
Right, but he's not getting anybody.
Well, that's an issue, right? No one wants to play with LeBron. How is, you know, the only difference between LeBron and Ben Simmons is one guy can shoot and probably about, you know, 30 more pounds. LeBron James has had issues, you know, Dwayne Wade and LeBron, same kind of guy, right?
Right.
What happens if LeBron and Kevin Durant get on the same team? I mean, you can't get two more alike guys in the NBA right now than LeBron James and Ben Simmons. Luka Doncic? Is that it? The kid, I mean, I don't know if you saw the move last night.
He's dominating right now.
He put one through his legs and did a fadeaway jumper on the baseline yesterday. It was ridiculous.
I saw that. I said, who are you?
Unbelievable. Aren't they the same exact player? How are those two guys going to mesh? Doesn't seem like anybody wants to play with LeBron. It'll be very interesting to find out who's the first one to come play with LeBron outside of Anthony Davis. And right now, that ain't happening probably until 2020 or 2021, right? He's going to play the 19-20 season somewhere else. And it'll be very interesting to find out if Anthony Davis wants to have the spotlight, even though, you know, LeBron James, you know, sucks up all the oxygen in the room. you know, how's Anthony going to handle, you know, more than, I mean, how much is the media? You know, what is there? Four TV stations in New Orleans? And you got to, you know, if there's no news, nobody from Baton Rouge is covering the Pelicans, right? When there's news, they go to cover the Pelicans. But otherwise, no one from Baton Rouge is covering the Pelicans, right? You got to, you know, a couple of newspapers and a handful of bloggers. You're lucky if you get to double-digit media in New Orleans,
right?
You're lucky. You can get to double-digit, you know, double digits. You go to a major city, you know, L.A. or New York, you got double digits in TV. Right? New York's got to have like five TV stations. And then you get Spanish. And then you get Asian. Same thing for L.A. Right? I mean, you could have 10 to 15 TV stations covering you in L.A. and New York.
Hey, this is what he wanted. The way things are moving?
That's right. This is what he wanted. He got the ball rolling on this.
Right.
And now the NBA is telling the Pelicans, you got to play him. And he says he wants to play.
Or they would have fined them $100,000.
Per game. I would have eaten it. I would have said, here's your $2.7 million. Where do I send the check? Do you take Venmo?
Cash App?
Direct deposit? Yeah, I'll send it, you know. You want to round it up to $300,000 for good measure? Did you get a phone call, Cody? We get a Pelicans phone call?
It's dial tone.
Okay.
That's weird.
All right.
Dial tone like AD's, never mind.
It's going to be very interesting how this whole AD thing wraps up.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be very interesting. And part of the deal is that no one's really talking about it now is, do the Celtics go after AD without Kyrie? The whole idea is to, you know, match him with Kyrie or... do they try to just go get Kemba Walker, which is not a bad second choice, and maybe more of the kind of player that the Celtics are looking at?
Yeah.
I'm not kind of sure. No one's really sure what kind of person Kyrie Irving is, right? He kind of pouted to leave Cleveland. Then he's over here in Boston, and after a year, he's calling LeBron up.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what is that about, right? And now you're getting it from other guys at the Celtics. Look, I've always had fun with the Celtics and fun playing basketball. No one's having fun here, right?
Right.
Do you get another phone call or another dial tone?
We knew. We got Doc on the line.
Hey, Doc, good morning. Thanks for the phone call. Good morning.
Morning. I was just calling to say, is there any way that they could just do like beast mode, dude? Just, like, you know, I'm just here because I can't get fined. So they put him on the court for 2 minutes and sit him.
I would.
Instead of
and
starting.
And that would be a way around.
Right. Right. Right, that'd be great. How awesome would that be?
And that would be kind of like they were saying the finger from Running Scared. That'd be the Pelicans' way of kind of
yes
doing the little boy finger to
Doc knows. Come on, Cody. Oh, you need to cut out just the yes in that instead of the whole scene's 1:50. Doc, do you know the scene from Running Scared?
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
I'm old enough.
That's awesome. Yeah, we'll try not to flip anybody off on TV this morning, Cody. You know, gonna hold on my. Sit on my hands. That's not a bad idea. Hey, he played.
Yeah, he played. Yep. And I think that way you save yourself, you're answering the thing, and again, you're making a statement.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important thing because that's what this is all about. It's all about perception. You're saying who's in charge. And I think that would kind of be a way to put your foot down.
Yeah, they're now in the eighth spot, by the way. Excuse me. Overall, they're only two games out. They're tied with Orlando, I think. Something like that. The Detroit beat Washington.
You're going to get beyond my scope of practice there.
Detroit.
I'm not going to say I'm the most in-depth Pelican fan.
Right. Well, Detroit beat Washington last night, and we kind of needed it to be the other way around. But nonetheless, they are only two games out of the sixth spot, and that's about as far as they can get. They're, I mean, unless the bottom completely falls out, and Atlanta wins some ball games. So we'll see. I appreciate it, Doc.
No problem.
All right. Thanks for the call. Not a bad idea. Excuse me. Now they've sat him a little bit in the fourth quarter, which is
after 34 minutes.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, what's the point of that?
And starting.
Yeah.
It's like a slap in the face.
These guys want it all both ways. Bill Simmons was like, "Hold on a second. I'm going to sign for the max, and then when things don't go my way, I'm going to get out of the contract or out of the team a year or a year and a half early." Something's not quite right about that. Something's not quite right. I don't know how to change it, but something's not quite right. And I am pro player. much more pro-player than pro-ownership. But somewhere along the way, the Pelicans are the ones getting screwed here. All right. You can give us a call about that. Next, Kareem Hunt signs with the Browns. Back after this on a Tuesday morning sports show light. Dave Schultz, Shakira Martin, Fox 15, Cody Schutz, and ho-ho! Joey Donuts is in the house. Back after this, 103.7 The Game. All right.
Cody is always jamming.
I am a product of the 90s, if I am nothing.
Dave Schultz, Cody Schutz. Shakira Martin in, filling in for Perks of the Game. He'll be on with us at 8:32 on his way out to L.A. to see Tiger play in the L.A. Open. Phil, of course, the win out at Pebble Beach. Bob Marlin, 6:45. We'll hear from Doug Le Maurice. From Cleveland.com about what we're going to talk about next.
Hey, I'm only here because I had to remind everyone that right. Cupid will be delivering those
yes.
boxes. So if you yeah. want to send me one to News 15 on Thursday, if you want to send me some flowers or some chocolate.
Did you enter into the clubhouse on 103.7 The Game?
Yeah.
We'll be delivering those on Thursday. All right. I'm probably part of that. All right. Well, and we got to get to LSU playing Kentucky tonight because that's, you know, we're going to find out how good this LSU team really is. They've beaten some good teams in Mississippi State and Auburn, had tough games against lesser opponents, so we'll see how they do against Kentucky. Pregame show 5:30. Ben Love is only doing an hour and a half show tonight on Bumper to Bumper Sports. All right, so news came down yesterday. Kareem Hunt signed by the Browns. Oddly enough, it's for 1 year. I wake up this morning and hear Adam Schefter says the Browns or the NFL may suspend Hunt. They're still doing an investigation?
Still.
When this happened, Cody? December? November? How long does it take to do this investigation? We're talking to Kareem Hunt. We're talking to the girl. We're talking to the hotel or where he was staying. That's it. How long does this take?
I don't know. I took forever to get a comment on a no-call pass interference. This is an actual serious issue. You know, I don't know if you'll ever.
That's done with. He came out. He's already written the governor back.
Right, but I'm saying it took him 2 weeks
right.
plus to
right.
do that.
Right.
This, if you know, the exponential property there, so to speak.
Yeah, but
could
I mean,
take him forever.
But I guess so. You know,
should it? No, I mean, I'm not trying to argue
right.
for him.
Right.
No,
right.
but
right.
I'm just saying it may.
Saying.
Yeah.
So now, you know, it's very obvious, right? And here. Let's make sure we understand what the NFL cares about, okay? And we've had plenty of people call this show to say, we had somebody, you know, a Saints fan wanted to sue the Saints for his season tickets because Colin Kaepernick and other Saints, right, the Saints all took knees together and all holding hands together. A couple years, this is already a couple years ago. We're on like Deflategate type timeline. Well, this year, last year. And so now it's more important, you know, here's what the NFL is doing. Make sure we understand what the NFL is doing, right? You get a second chance if you hit a woman. No second chance if you take a knee. And that's it. Women to the NFL are now second-class citizens. John Dorsey is the one who originally took Kareem Hunt. He's now saying he took him with Kansas City. Now he's taking him back with Cleveland. We've done a bunch of investigations. Zero tolerance policy for a Kareem Hunt, who on video kicked at least one person and now has other incidents alleged being reported. Not only did he do this, but then he lied about it. But now we're going to have zero tolerance policy. And here's the other thing, Shakira. I'm a Patriots fan, but do we think that Kansas City would have been shut out in the first half against New England with Kareem Hunt? I don't. Give the Chiefs better than 50-50 chance of winning that football game and maybe being Super Bowl champions. Although who knows what they would have done defensively against the Rams. So and here's the other part of the story. The Chiefs do the right thing. As soon as the video came out, I mean, he was gone that day. I don't even think they took a day to think about it. He was gone that day. Video came out early in the day. He was released by the end of the day. And now the Browns are going to get him. And the NFL doesn't have a problem with it.
Sickening. sickening.
I mean, Saints fans, what would you say just for, you know, blanks and giggles, that, you know, Mark Ingram left and they went out and went and signed to be the 1-2 punch with Alvin Kamara, they signed Kareem Hunt. Is that something you'd be for? Because I know a lot of people, I guarantee you a lot of people, would get all huffy-puffy if the Saints went out and signed Colin Kaepernick, who, let's be honest, is a better quarterback than Teddy Bridgewater. But Teddy Bridgewater is kind of this all-American kid, if you will.
Maybe it's a personal thing. Like, maybe folks are like, hey, he didn't abuse my daughter.
Well, that's it. That's exactly right. Do we know if John Dorsey has any daughters? How does he explain this to his wife?
Can you, Cody, can you cue in Childish Gambino, This Is America? That's what it feels like
right
now.
He won a Grammy? Didn't he win a Grammy?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Right on time.
I mean, does anybody have an issue with Kareem Hunt being signed by the Browns? Do you believe in second chances when it comes to these things? I generally believe in second chances and have had plenty of them. Of course, I've never hit anybody. Don't get you slipping, no. This is going to be clean, right, Cody? You sure about that? Right? I mean, you know. This is America. We want you to come back after the wedding. All right.
This is out of the AM show folder.
Okay.
Alan Michael made me
all
get
right.
this.
Okay. All right.
You know, I think the second chance also comes from the fact that people are saying, hey, it's not domestic violence. It's just
assault.
An assault.
It's assault.
As
which
if
I
that
found
just
out this
makes
morning
it better.
Which I found out this morning is a big difference.
It's a big difference because the relationship.
Right. What do you think? Let's do a shut up Dave poll question, Cody. Saints fans, would you take Kareem Hunt on your team? And you want to throw it in there? If it meant winning the Super Bowl, let's throw that in there. Would you take Kareem Hunt on your team? Chiefs dropped him. They thought it was more important to do the right thing than win. Browns don't have that issue.
Hey, you could be honest because guess what? We won't see what you voted.
Right. Right. All right, back after this. Let's talk a little LSU Kentucky basketball on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7. The game. All right, let's see what it is. If it meant winning the Super Bowl, would you want Kareem Hunt on your team? Oh, you didn't put Saints in there, did you? You didn't put the Saints in there. And
did
no
I forget that?
There's no edit button.
No,
that's all right.
That.
No. I'll probably get a lot of shut up, Dave. All right.
Oh, that is it's a high
right.
probability
and
of
we,
a shut
we,
up.
We got a call. What if it was Drew Brees? What if it's the guy?
I don't want right. to talk about it.
Yeah. It wouldn't happen because Texas people don't do such a thing.
Well,
now we know. Shakira, confirmed
we
she's from Texas.
Yeah. God, would that be just a punch to the gut? It'd just be a punch to the gut.
It's a punch just thinking
right.
about
I
it.
I know it hurts, just doesn't
right?
it, though?
If a Brady or a Jeter, right? You know who hasn't done any of that, right? LeBron James. Nothing. He's never been in trouble at all. Ever.
I mean, he's been in front of the camera since he was like 16.
Well, he knows better,
yeah.
right? But he was brought up by a single mother. They didn't have anything.
No, that's true.
Right?
That's
true. You know, he knew what he was going to get, but, you know, the only problem with LeBron James is took his talents to South Beach. That's the only thing. He screwed up a PR stunt.
And that was like a decade ago now.
Yes, almost.
Dave, I've never thought about it. Like, as a Kobe Bryant fan, I'm like, Kobe is always the better one. But now I'm just like, wow, I have to shut up.
Not only did Kobe, was accused of what he did, right?
Right.
He outed Shaquille O'Neal.
He did.
Can you imagine that?
He did.
I'm going to throw one of my boys under the bus just to make me look better. And I'm sure Kobe was caught just the first time that he did it. Also, before we get to LSU and Kentucky, remember didn't we have Brian Kelly? We had Brian Kelly on the show years ago, and it was just after the Manti Te'o situation. And I just wanted him to laugh because all these coaches, deal with recruiting and, dirty recruiting and boosters and classes and, guys who quit and, it's tough to deal with, 100 kids on a football team, right? So you can't imagine what, Manti Te'o is. What am I dealing with? A kid at Notre Dame who's probably pretty bright. He has a girlfriend that he doesn't really have. That's cuckoo, right? How do you deal with that? How about this one? This one tops it, Cody. A star player from the Bay Area, so San Francisco area, now playing running back for University of Nebraska, faces criminal charges under California's relatively new revenge porn law in connection to a video of a 15-year-old Bay Area teen allegedly being sexually assaulted, according to the court records obtained by NBC. San Jose native Maurice Washington III did not record the video and is not part of the alleged assault involving his ex-girlfriend and two former classmates, but Washington is accused of keeping the video on his phone and sending it to the victim last March, along with a message, remember this, blank. God. Scott Frost, just like the rest of all the other coaches, right, get a little breather from the recruiting, starting on 2020, getting ready for spring ball, and I got a wacko running back on my team.
Wacko.
Take care. See ya. Some people just don't think before they press send, among other things. Among other things. All right. 706-0111. Keep on voting at Dave, 1037 the game, at 1037 the game. Would you take Kareem Hunt on your team if it meant winning the Super Bowl? I can kind of figure out where this was going. Actually, 67% say yes. 17% say no. Only 16% telling me to shut up.
Can we do a Colin Kaepernick one? Would you take Colin on your team?
There you do that one. Do that one, Cody. If it meant winning the Super Bowl, would you take Colin Kaepernick on your team? Right? You want to see the reverse numbers? That's going to be the reverse numbers. Guarantee it. All right? Although I am a little bit surprised about not the shut up Dave portion. All right, tonight, LSU taking on Kentucky.
Woohoo!
And now we're going to find out what this team is all about.
Both of them.
I mean, Kentucky's as good as anybody in the country right now. And LSU
is favored to win on ESPN by 13%.
No, they're not. Oh, just by 13%. Yeah. I mean, if this was at LSU, you might give it 60-40 Kentucky. They always play Kentucky tough, actually almost everywhere.
But LSU is 5-1 on the road right now.
Yeah, but that's against Missouri and A&M.
True.
And who else? It's not 5-1. Well, 5-1 total road.
Total,
right?
Yeah.
Because they lost a couple of games. They've lost at Houston, which could be the road game. They lost, obviously, to Oklahoma State, Florida State, but that may be neutral.
I'm just saying for the percentage to be a little bit like 13%. Like, you can't give them 30.
Yeah, but you know who's voting on that? That's Big Blue Nation. As big as LSU football is, that's, you know, Kentucky basketball is bigger, as
right.
It turns out. You know, there you go, 13%, like you said. But we'll find out. Here's what LSU can't do is fall behind by 16 and think they're going to come back.
Right.
They got to be in this ball game from the get-go. All right. Take foolish three-pointers. Work it inside. All right. Kentucky is 20-3. LSU is 19-4. So right now the difference is really that loss to Arkansas. Although if you ask Will Wade, you know, they kind of stole one from Missouri. And they didn't go up any after their win against Auburn. Their NCAA net is still 17. Same thing as it was before.
You know why?
No.
Because they just play to have fun.
They just play to have fun.
Versus, I mean, today, they're not. Of course, basketball is always about fun. But today, right. The guys need to play to take care of business.
Well, there's a little bit less on Skylar Mays' shoulders, right? Just had two big tests, so he could relax. And it's nice. It's nice to know that Skylar Mays is, you know, got bigger plans than playing basketball, right? He's going to be a doctor.
Right.
And so, you know, it's good to see that. But pregame show, 5:30, tip-off, 6 o'clock, right here. We got odds on Chris Blair coming on tomorrow, Cody. It's an early ball game, right? Now, they lose an hour coming back. So, it's only, you know, game's 7 o'clock there, but. It won't be back too late. So we'll see if we get Chris Blair on to review it tomorrow. All right. Also, remember, we haven't forgotten LSU is opening up the baseball season as well. All right, let's recap a little Cajuns basketball and look ahead, shall we? Bob Marlin joining us. Big win over Georgia State. They get ULM on Saturday and a week of rest in between. All right, stay with us on a Tuesday morning Sports Chat Light on the Acadiana Sports Station 103.7. The game. Good morning, Acadiana. Dave Schultz, Cody Schutz on a Tuesday morning sports chat light on Acadiana Sports Station. 1037 The Game, 1037thegame.com. Let's go out to the Arco Equipment Hotline, talk a little Raging Cajuns basketball with the head coach of the Raging Cajun men basketball team, Bob Marlin. Cajuns coming off a huge 76-72 win over Georgia State. Coach, what was the big difference defensively? You guys have been giving up 50 points a half, 100 points a game over your last three. You know, Georgia State had 19 points with 8 minutes to go in the half, in the first half, and only got one more field goal. They were scoring off of free throws. What was the biggest point for you defensively?
Our guards did a really nice job of taking away the three-point shot. They're an exceptional three-point shooting team with 2,000-point scores on the wing and a 2,000-point score up top in Simons. So we eliminated a three-point shot. We gave up some two-point drives to the basket. Simons, again, is a good player, made some tough shots. But I think that was the main thing. We just had a good game plan, Dave, and really did a good job defending the perimeter in the first half. And like you said, we should have had a bigger lead at the half. We gave them four free throws there right. in the last five seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I think he even had a 15-point lead with the ball. Then he got back up to 15, and some free throws were put in. And then, I mean, we both know that Georgia State was going to hit some three-pointers because, well, they're Georgia State, and they started hitting some at the beginning of the second half. But it's amazing you guys withstood a 21-0 run over the first half, end of the first half, and beginning of the second half. I mean, Cedric Russell's three-pointer was in at like the 14-minute mark of the second half. He hadn't scored yet. How did you guys keep it together and really not get blown out of your own gym?
Well, they had the ball to start the first half or second half. So after making four free throws there and starting the run, they came out and scored. And then we got a good shot, missed. They go down and hit a three. And then the same thing happened, and we turned it over. And they hit a couple more threes. But the main thing was we just stayed the course, Dave. We did a good job in getting good shots against their matchup zone. And the first, I think we started 0-for-9 with a turnover the second half. So you're going, 10 possessions where you don't score, but you're getting good looks, and we're too good a shooting team. We're eventually going to make some shots.
Yeah, a lot of those shots were in and out, although one of the crazy ones that went in, I don't know if you watch a film, the ball was well below the bucket when Jakina Gamp popped one up with his fist, and it went into the bucket for a big two-point shot. Let's talk a little bit about Justin Miller. Does he just have to have a good feelings about it? You said it the other night, we're a feel-good team. We have to make some shots and to feel good about us, and we'll play some better defense. Does that go for Justin Miller as well? Because he was all over the court, made some big free throws at the end, grabbed the big rebound, but he had 13 big rebounds and was playing really good defense inside.
Yeah, Justin's a wide body, as we know, and not a tremendous jumper, but he knows how to rebound. He knows how to use his size to rebound the basketball. And he got 13 big ones, including the last one that secured the win for us on Mitchell's missed three-pointers in the final seconds.
Talking a little Raging Cajuns basketball with the head coach of the Raging Cajuns, Bob Marlin. You said the team was hurting confidence-wise after losing three in a row and really in three not very close ball games. How did you keep their confidence up? Because you said it's your job to get their confidence back up. What did you do in between the Georgia Southern game and the Georgia State game?
Well, just continue to motivate them and encourage them, have good practices. There's nobody pulls more for those young men outside their parents than I do. And I want to see them do well. I know what kind of people they are, and I know how hard they work every day. And, you go back to a road trip before we came home and played Georgia Southern Day, and we were up in the Carolinas, and Cedric Russell just shooting the cover off the ball in practice, shooting practice, and I told him, I said, you're going to break out soon. And he goes 0-for-7 on that trip from 3, 0-for-4 and 0-for-3. But he's just too good a shooter to keep down. So you just have to keep encouraging the guys and motivating them.
Talking to Bob Marlin, a little Raging Cajuns basketball. All right, so now a little bit odd. You've had this before, like a whole week off. How do you attack this week, working on yourselves and then getting ready for ULM on Saturday?
What's even an extra day because of the national broadcast on Friday night. So it was very awkward to wake up Saturday morning with no game. But our coaches hit the road recruiting, and it was a good opportunity for us to go out and see some of the guys that, that we are evaluating and talking about bringing in our campus for official visits. The guys were off. They needed a break too, Dave, because it was a quick turnaround with the Wednesday, so we didn't get as much time off as we had the week before. But today, you know, this week's an academic day, academic days, and also weightlifting, and we'll start our normal three-day routine on Wednesday, getting ready for Monroe.
All right, someone who also played a big part in that win against Georgia State with Trajan Wesley, really efficient, 15 minutes, 10 points. He only took four shots and hit a huge three-pointer at the end. Cedric Russell got caught underneath the basket and found Wesley wide open on the wing for a huge three-pointer at the time, but also a big five-for-five from the free-throw line.
Yeah, Trajan did a great job. He sparked us, came in the first half, played good defense, and then second half, got a basket in on the break and got fouled, and then the very next possession gets a steal and gets fouled again, makes his free throws, and then, as you said, hit the big jump shot late that gave us a two-possession lead, and just a type of play that we call replay, where when the guy drives, somebody's going to fill behind him and fill that void, and Cedric had the presence of mind to make the good pass, and Trajan was wide open. He jumped up and knocked it in, so should be a confidence build for him. We didn't have him the first time we played, I think, four conference games. So some of these people are seeing him for the first time, and he can be a big asset for us.
And he can, because he's got to be so mentally tough. I know, obviously, he didn't just turn 5'9 yesterday, but he's covering these guys who are, you know, Georgia State does not have a lot of six-foot guards. They're all 6'3 to 6'5, if not 6'6. So he's always been covering bigger guys throughout his whole entire career and life, and yet he doesn't seem to back down.
No, he does, and he loves a challenge, and really good defensively, Dave. And he guarded Donovan Mitchell some in the second half, who was one of their best players, and he had hurt us. He hit several shots, great three-point shooter. And being smaller or shorter is sometimes an advantage when you're strong and quick, and he can get up under those guys and give them a different look. So he's going to be very important to us the rest of the season from a defensive and offensive standpoint.
All right, let's look ahead to ULM at the end of the week. Had an interesting ball game up there, right? Fell behind by, I think, over 20 points, and yet it got down to a one-possession game at the end. How do you contain ULM? They got a high-scoring offense. They're coming off of two wins against both Georgia Southern and Georgia State.
Yeah, Monroe's 11-1 at home. They've done a good job there, and they've got a good team. They've got two of the top scorers in the conference, and Deshaun Smith and Michael Ertl, their guards. Smith had 36 and 38 in their two games last week. So we'll have to contain those guys. The game was close over there, and he got down a two-point game with a couple of seconds to go. We felt like they pushed off and fouled us. We should have gone the free throw line to tie the game and go to overtime, and a couple of their guys had fouled out. I think we could have got them in overtime. But they got a good team, and they're coming in. We're both fighting for upper seeding in the tournament, and should be a great weekend of basketball. We've got a reunion going on with our program as well, Dave. All classes, all former players have been invited back. We're not targeting one certain coach or team or era, but inviting all former players to come back. We've got great response. It should be a lot of fun on Saturday.
Now, did you get a chance to watch any college basketball? Duke played Virginia with Zion Williamson with a ridiculous, you know, Hakeem Warwick-type block. LSU, you know, a good ball game over the weekend. Did you get a chance to watch any?
Well, I don't watch that second team you talked about.
right.
I've got better things to do than watch that. But I did see a couple of games actually on Saturday and saw the second half of the Duke-Virginia game. I wanted to see how Virginia was going to play. And then my son sent me the clip of that block. It was pretty impressive. And it was like Warwick. It's a good observation. Came from out of nowhere to get a piece of it.
I think I got to find out. There's got to be video of how far he jumped because he landed in about the third row. Unbelievable. Bob Marlin, Raging Cajuns head basketball coach, coming off that huge, as you said, a come-from-ahead victory over Georgia State, 76-72, taking on ULM on Saturday. Appreciate your time, Coach, and all the best.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, should be a whale of a ball game against ULM on Saturday. Neither team plays a bunch of defense. You know, yesterday Bob was not at the press conference, so that we recorded that yesterday. And so Mike Murphy goes, you know, we can't give up 99 points. We scored 95. You know, you score 95, you should win. And the Cajuns play a better defense against Georgia State. We'll see if they can take the same intensity that they had against Georgia State, against ULM. Marcus Stroman needs to do a better job on Ertl, who, again, kind of ate him up. He ate him up offensively, but Stroman did the same thing. And then when Ertl picked up his fourth foul with like 7 minutes to go, they could never get him out of the ballgame. And so, because they switched off of him. But a couple of times when Stroman had him, they switched to him. He didn't take it to the hoop. So we shall see. We are missing the ballgame, though, Cody, right? I mean.
Because you have bigger fishes to fry.
Well, everybody's going to be there. Everybody's going to be at the wedding, right? Is this the wedding of the year? At least so far.
The only person that I've gotten a maybe from so far is Ray.
Okay.
He said something about a coworker of his is already out of town, so he may have to go do something Saturday. So, but everybody else, as far as
I know. Are the Loves invited?
Yes.
Okay.
And I got they RSVP'd that they'll be coming.
All right. And we have Dylan is there?
He will be there, yeah.
Is it a shut up, Dave poll question? Does Dylan own a suit?
He bought one for this.
No kidding.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
So, hopefully it's the right suit.
What do you mean?
The right color. I mean, I sent him the exact specification.
Oh, he's in the wedding.
Yeah,
oh, he's in the wedding.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Right,
so, hopefully it's the correct suit, but we shall see.
All right. All right, so that's good. And then the famous Clint D?
He said he'll be here after the producers, or be there after the producers.
Well, there's a lot of time in between.
Well, right, but that's just what he said.
That would even be better. Are you doing the producers on your wedding day?
No, it's not going to happen. No, sir.
No, sir.
I apologize.
Right. No, that's not going to happen. Right. What's so special about it? I mean, the show's from 10 to noon. I'll be there in plenty of time, honey.
Yeah, I may be a little preoccupied, ever so slightly. You can't go on the radio at 10 if you started drinking at 9, Dave.
Boom sauce! All right, Kyler Murray deciding to play a little pro football instead of baseball. Back after this on a Tuesday morning Sports Chat Light. Dave Schultz, Shakira Martin, Cody Schutz, and Joey Donuts is in. Back after this, 103.7 The Game.
Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette. This is Acadiana Sports Station. 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com. KLWB, Karen Crow Lafayette. Just after 7 o'clock. And Sports Chat with Dave Schultz starts now. Connect on Facebook or follow on Twitter at 103.7 The Game. Listen live with the 103.7 The Game mobile app or online at 103.7thegame.com.
All right, place your bets. Place your bets. Here we are.
And now, Dave Schultz.
Super team.
It's on right now.
How you like me now? 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 Remember the time.
All right. Hour number two of a Tuesday morning Sports Chat Light, but we're filling in for Perks, who will make an appearance on his own show at 8:32. We do have Doug Lemorese from Cleveland.com to talk about the Kareem Hunt situation and see how it's going over in Cleveland. The responses to the Shut Up Dave poll questions are very interesting. All right. Actually pretty consistent. Also, we'll talk to Doug. He used to cover Ohio State, and it came down, I think it came down yesterday, Cody, right? That, or Sunday maybe, Justin Fields is going to be available immediately for Ohio State. We'll see how good he is. All right. And remember, he couldn't beat out the quarterbacks at Georgia. Trevor Lawrence beat out the quarterback at Clemson. So we'll see how good he is, right? He didn't get a whole lot of playing time last year for UGA. Shut up, Dave. Poll question. If it meant winning the Super Bowl, would you want Kareem Hunt on your team? Right now, about 50-50. 38% to 38%, yes, no. 24%, shut up, Dave. If it meant winning the Super Bowl, would you take Colin Kaepernick on your team? 40% yes, 32% no. Consistently, 28% shut up, Dave. You know what? And this was, it had been, at one point in time, it was actually 50% no, but kind of been going back and forth on Kareem Hunt. People just want to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. By any means necessary.
I mean, can you? I can't blame the Browns for wanting to do that. I mean, but somewhere along the way, you can't tell me you're going to take high-character guys and you want to be part of the community and you want to show kids what it's you know, right to be a professional and then sign Kareem Hunt?
Because he's doing his due diligence. Please right. explain to me right. what his due diligence is right. that makes it enough.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not going to cry as a female about this situation. I just want to hold the Browns accountable and every other person who figures punching someone in general.
Right. Well, take it for what it's worth. Again, this is TMZ reporting it. But allegedly, he was involved in a fight. And I don't think it was a woman, but what's the difference? He was involved in a fight at a club last January. Not this January, but last January. And that came out in December. Again, take it for what it's worth from TMZ.
Right.
But they're the ones who always seem to end up with the videotapes anyways. And so does he believe him about this one? You know, hey, John, allegedly he had a, you know, scrum at a club. Did he say that he did it? Did he tell you the truth? Did you investigate it? And what happens when we find out that he told you no, and then we get videotape, he said yes.
But it doesn't matter because he's seeking help. Is how they feel. He's seeking help, well, so that's what matters. Which is good that he's getting
it
help.
It is. We'll see how he takes to that, right? I mean, you almost want to test him, right? Because like you said, there's a difference between domestic violence and assault.
Right.
Whereas, I guess it's much more general assault. He just deals with anything with violence.
I think that, but as the NFL and as a whole, like, the main issue is the domestic violence that's going on. So when will it be, like, I don't understand when it will be enough to, like, finally put your foot down and stand for something other than men beating on women.
Right. It doesn't seem to be that difficult.
But Kaepernick can't even have a job, and I get it. I get the offense. I get the upset. But you're still not gonna like pick him up. As many people need a quarterback. Right.
Mark Sanchez, Josh Johnson, all played in the NFL. All right, let's move on. Yesterday, Kyler Murray decided to forego pro baseball and is basically going to end up playing pro football again.
Not mad at him for that choice.
Really?
The money.
Well, that could be.
You're making three times what you would be making.
Most likely.
Most likely.
Right.
But as a rookie deal.
As we heard on, who is it, Maz and Moose, Cody? Is that the show on before us? Moose and the Maz?
Taz.
All right, it's wrestling, you know. You know those
things. You got it, though. You were on the...
Taz and Moose or Moose and Taz?
Taz and the Moose.
Taz and the Moose, okay.
Because I think Moose is someone different. He is the Moose.
Well, it's Mark Melusis. That's his nickname.
Right. But right. Moose, I
he's
believe,
he's actually the
to.
Broadcaster of the two, and Taz is the personality of the two.
Correct. Taz is that guy that right. makes that noise right. at least
right.
once an hour.
Right. Mark Melusis was the producer for Mike and the Mad Dog at, you know, FAN for a long time.
I enjoy Taz, though. He seems to link everything back to wrestling. So
of course
okay.
he does. Of course he does. You know, stay in your lane, right? But they had a good suggestion. What happens if Kyler Murray is like 5'7 and a half and not 5'9 as he's listed? What happens then? Is he a first round pick? I mean, someone has him as a, they already have him as the number one pick with Arizona and them trading Josh Rosen.
Wow.
And what happens if he's that short? How tall are you?
7'11. No, I'm 5 foot. 5'5", 5'6".
Right.
If I got my pumps on, I'm 5'8".
All right. He's 5'7", maybe. I mean, maybe he is. We'll find out at the combine. Is he going to be a first-round draft pick?
He's good.
We'll see, though. I mean, it's very interesting, right? Has he played more than 1 year, Cody? Played 1 year? Right? Did he play before?
He won the Heisman Trophy.
He did. Uh-huh. Right.
Counts for something,
right,
I guess.
Right, right. And he had an okay year playing baseball. It wasn't fantastic. It wasn't that
still
bad.
Still a first-round pick, right? Yeah.
13th, right? Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about running scared. Kyler Murray gave a bigger running scared to the Oakland A's.
Sure did.
I mean, forget you guys.
Right. But that was before he won the Heisman.
That's
the only thing.
So at least it's a little, is it vindicated? Is that the word, so to speak? Is that, what's the word I'm looking at? Like,
justified.
Justified, yeah. He's justified. Sort of justified right. Right, because right. he is you know, he did win the Heisman Trophy.
Right, and it's about the money, like Shakira said. I mean, if he's if he's a top 10 pick, he's going to get $15 million.
Are you buying when he says that, or Kyler Murray says that football is his passion, it is his love? It's, since he was a little boy, he always wanted to play football.
Can we find the same quote about him wanting to play baseball?
That was my question. So you're not necessarily buying that.
I mean, this has got Felipe Franks written all over it, that he's going to change his mind as he goes along.
Okay, but after watching a 30 for 30 on Deion Sanders, I can understand how one can be split between the two. But if the football thing is a no-go for Kyle at the end of the day, I think the transition from football to baseball will be a lot more easier versus
that's what they say.
If he goes to baseball and then tries because, to go to football.
Because he's played college football already.
Right.
Unless you went like the Josh Booty route and you go from high school straight to the minor leagues and then come back and play college football.
Right.
Then maybe, but I would say since he's already, you know, spent up his college eligibility, now it seems like
he's a quarterback. Why is it? I heard that this morning that scouts were telling people that it's easier to go from football to baseball than the other way.
Could it just be the physicality?
Yeah.
Of it? Could it be that
he's
simple?
He's the quarterback. You can't breathe on him anymore. We're not talking this as like a middle linebacker.
Maybe were they saying that specifically for quarterbacks, or was it more of a blanket statement for any guy? Switching.
They would say that was a blanket statement. Right? So, I mean,
maybe he could be the exception because he plays quarterback, but the first thing that pops into my mind is the physicality.
Again, he's going to bulk up a little bit more for football than baseball, but he's a short, strong kid to begin with. How much bigger is he going to get to play football?
There are a lot more David Ecksteins than there are Trendon Holidays, if that makes sense. David Ecksteins, a really tiny guy, Dustin Pedroia.
Yes.
Those guys played in the majors.
That's right.
Trendon Holiday
Correct. Made
it to the NFL.
Right.
Had his niche where he returned. But, I mean, there are many more guys that stature in the MLB
than the
NFL.
That's right.
Not that Kyler Murray can't make it. Maybe
he's
going to be
the of the world.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you. Yeah.
If you can hit, you can hit.
Right.
Right? If you can't see over the line of scrimmage.
That's an issue.
That could be an issue.
Yeah. Being short, I mean, how much maybe it limits your range slightly in the outfield and infield, but I mean, your speed then can make up for that, so to speak. So,
And then we could say, he once he got settled down, he sort of torched the Alabama defense, but we saw the next guy torch the Alabama defense. Here's the thing that, you got to remember when we're talking between college and pros, all right? The window that you got to throw these balls in, right? The ones that Drew Brees does, Tom Brady does, Aaron Rodgers does, these guys are not open by 5 yards, although it seemed to be Julian Edelman was in the Super Bowl, all right? But Gronk wasn't, right? Although in the NFL, that's considered open. In the Big 12, guys are running 5 yards free. There's no jump balls in the Big 12.
Right, in the NFL, we're mad at Dan Arnold for not coming down with that, having to spin around.
That's he should have caught the football.
Should have caught. In the NFL, you catch that ball.
Well, it's one thing if Jason McCourty knocks the ball out of your hands.
No, Brees kind of threw you open in that.
Yes, you were open. Play. You should have caught the football. No one,
college, they're saying, oh, man, what an effort from that kid there, almost coming down with that play. Yeah. You know?
I mean, think about Dez Bryant in the Big 12, right? I mean, these guys are wide open.
Michael Crabtree on like the final play of the game, no one within 5 yards of him on a 2-point conversion.
No window that you have to throw through.
It'll be interesting to watch him go to the NFL and see like what the O-line is doing for him, because of course that's like one of his glory saving moments at Oklahoma. I mean, he had a nice line to protect him.
Right. Guess what? The team that generally drafts in the top 10 doesn't have a great offensive line. That's
maybe,
why they're drafting in the top 10.
Not going to have it.
Maybe there won't be too many 6.5-foot tall linemen then on whatever team he ends up on.
I wish him all the best.
Hey.
I certainly don't blame him for doing what he wants to do.
I'm kind of pulling for him,
honestly.
It'd
be interesting to know. Do you think he's got the passion for football, or does he have the passion for the cash?
I was just about to say, passion for the cash, baby. I mean, like, 10. We're talking about triple of what the MLB can offer. He has
maybe
to pay
more than, well, yeah, triple. He got $5 million, right? He would have gotten $5 million.
He would have gotten, but he's got the 3.2, and then he has to pay back
1.3.
But that's nothing.
Right.
When you're about to get 10 racks, baby.
Right. I mean,
hopefully.
He's got to have most of that left, right?
regardless, he's still winning. If
he hasn't spent that much, right? He hasn't bought a house yet, right?
How much money can you blow on your like junior year in college?
Well, I mean, Devin White already, right? Devin White already bought Mama a new Mercedes.
He did.
Right. That's on credit, right? Or the agent gave him a few bucks. I was trying to find out how much that car cost. I couldn't tell which kind of car it was.
It's a Mercedes. It's fine.
Well, a crossover Mercedes. I mean, there's Mercedes that are, you know, $50,000 and there are Mercedes that are $150,000, you know?
I'm just trying to pay my mom back for it.
Right.
I was looking for the trailer hitch for Daisy May.
Right. Oh, you know she's going with him wherever he ends up.
That's not his car. Oh, you think his mother is going to...
Oh, no, I meant Daisy May. Wherever Devin White ends up, the horse shall go.
Right, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Oh,
Mary had a little lamb. Devin had a big horse.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
Phrasing.
All right, keep on voting at Dave1037 the game. Let's do another Shut Up Dave poll question, Cody. Is Kyler Murray in love with football? Or can he just make more upfront cash? Straight cash, homie. A little Randy Moss for the uneducated. All right. Let's talk a little Cajun softball, shall we? They had a big doubleheader sweep yesterday. And it just doesn't get any easier for Jerry Glasgow and family. I mean, goodness gracious. But they did have a nice sweep. A little bit disappointed somewhere else and pitched both ends of the ballgame. But there was some method to the madness. We'll talk about that next on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7. The game. All right, Doug LeMaurice from Cleveland.com coming up. We'll talk to him about the Kareem Hunt signing with the Browns and Justin Fields being eligible immediately to transfer from Georgia. Filling in for Perks, he'll be on at 8:32. Phil with a win, Tiger playing this weekend. All right, well, we can keep on taking your calls, 706-0111 on the Arco Equipment Hotline, 706-0111. Lots of conversation. This is interesting, the results so far. If it meant winning the Super Bowl, would you take Kareem Hunt on your team? Right now, 42% say no. I'm shocked. 36% yes, only 22% shut up, Dave. Again, the demarcation line is 20% for shut up, Dave. If they like the question... it's less than 20%. We figured that one out. If it meant winning the Super Bowl, would you take Colin Kaepernick on your team? It's 38, 36, yes. 26% tell me to shut up. Does Kyler Murray have a passion for football or a passion for the cash? 50% say cash.
Money, 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 money.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, meanwhile, Cajun softball. Again, we don't know what kind of start they were off to because they're playing Incarnate Word and Fordham. And Texas A&M Corpus Christi. We do know that they have more power this year than last because they had hit 8 home runs in 4 games. All right. But they come up with a two big time wins yesterday to beat Cal. And just to make sure we understand this, right, Fausti came on yesterday and, you know, thinks that the Cajuns don't get the credit that they deserve. He was talking baseball. And some people may think that in softball as well, when, you know, a certain team down the road gets to host instead of the Cajuns. Sometimes that's understandable. But in this case, UL is preseason, you know, somewhere between, you know, 18 and 23. Cal ain't. Cal's not rated. But they're Power 5. They're Cal. They're in the Pac-12. Now the Cajuns are in the Sun Belt. And so... of course, you get Summer Ellison, who's given up like one hit in each of her two starts. Got 21 strikeouts combined between two starts heading into this. And it's a good matchup with her and the pitcher. I'm never going to be able to say her first name correctly. The pitcher from Cal. Actually, that may have been the second game. The pitcher from Cal, Zoe Conley, hadn't given up a run yet either. All right, heading into the ballgame, Cal had played 3 times, the Cajuns 4. Cajuns hadn't given up a run. Cal had given up 1. So not a whole lot of offense coming off these two pitchers. Summer Ellison gives up a run, but not until late in the 6th. Raina O'Neill, a big 3-run jack in the 3rd inning. They got more offense in the 5th and 1 in the 6th. Lexi Como actually leads the club with 3 home runs. Go figure. Raina O'Neal. Four runs driven in. Kara Grimian had a two-run double, actually two-run triple, down the right field line. All right. So all good there, right? Cajuns get the big win. They got some clutch hits. Summer Ellison, seven innings, five hits. All right. Can we hear Jerry Glasgow on Raina O'Neal?
Yeah, Raina's a nice player. She's a really fun player to watch. She can steal a base. She can play great defense. And then she can hit the long ball. So I feel really happy for her. She's gotten off to a great start. You know, she redshirted all last year. And we really worked on her swing. And I thought the biggest thing, you know, she come back. She struck out, I think, her first at bat and then come back and hit the home run. And that's really important for her because if you go back and look at her freshman year stats, she was a pretty easy strikeout. I think struck out like 53 times her freshman year. And we're almost not saw that strikeout occur ever, and that's one of the big keys, don't go back-to-back. And to see her strikeout, then come back and hit the home run, make the adjustment she made was really good.
Really good adjustment because she was behind the count and the pitch was inside, and she still was able to stay behind it and hit it out to right on a 1-2 pitch. So good stuff. All right. The problem is that with the Cajuns, Shakira, they've had like two pitchers but not pitching well at the same time. And the only way to win in, you know, the regional and the super regional, and then in the College World Series, you need two pitchers, all right? You just can't rely on Summer Ellison, who actually seems to be better than she was last year. But somewhere along the way, usually what happens to the Cajuns' bats is that they go quiet going up against SEC or Big 12 pitching, all right? That's the problem. And so you can't have Summer Ellison, you can't have her going to pitch a 1-0 ball game because you're going to need they're going to score a little bit and you need to score as well. And I thought Kendra Lamb, who, you know, has only started out her career with two no-hitters,
right,
would get a shot. Kind of like Tom Izzo in basketball, you know, I need to get my guys ready to play in February and March.
Right.
A loss in November isn't going to kill me.
Right.
Now there's a little bit of difference there cuz Izzo doesn't have to worry about his RPI. He's always going to have an RPI. All right, Izzo's, you know, whether he gets a good seat or not, doesn't really matter. He's always going to get in. The Cajuns are really playing, let's be honest, their goal is to host a Super Regional. They want to be in the top 16. Beating Cal is important. So, Cody, let's hear what Jerry Glasgow, a little bit of a long answer, but we asked about, you know, some are going both ends of the doubleheader.
You know, I made that decision a couple, 3 weeks ago. We've been gearing her up for that. We've been working on a pitch count specifically for this doubleheader tonight for about 3 weeks and working her up, and our practices have been geared to it. Coach Roberts agreed with me that we just didn't want to look back and think, what if, at the end of the year. And we wanted to go with our best, and she's our best. And we got her 2 days rest, Saturday and Sunday. We limited her pitch count. And she had a pitch count only at 76 pitches after game one, which was, you know, that was part of the plan, too. He was calling pitches to get her in and out as quick as he could. And he did a great job, as he always did, calling the pitches. And she was prepared, and she's just an awesome little pitcher, and we want to take advantage of having her.
Happy day one, so we don't have to think about the what ifs.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what, you know, that's what he was trying to do. I mean, they only have a couple games left. I don't know who. I got to look at the home schedule. If someone comes in here, Baylor may come here. But they go to Baylor, they go to Waco, and they go play OU. And then, you know, the Sun Belt's not going to help them.
I get it. But I like Kendra Lamb. She's a freshman.
Yeah.
Like, dominating.
Yes.
Yo, Migos have a song. Well, not Migos. Quavo from
right.
Migos have a
right.
song called Lamb Talk. I really need the girls to get Kendra on that song. So, like, you know, that hypes her up. Lamb Talk.
All right. Quickly, do you also it's going to be a tough day for Jerry Glasgow and his wife. Today is Jerry Ann's birthday.
You thought about that
tonight
at all?
You know, all that kind of stuff really... It's not important right now to me about that. And, you know, it's going to be a hard day on my wife, more so than me. I think women are more sentimental. It's going to be a hard day on me. And so I'm probably going to take her. I may take 2 days off. I've even given thought to taking my, I haven't told her yet, but I may take her home and decorate the grave tomorrow and spend a little time with my wife driving up and driving back. I think that might be good for her. So the main thing I'm worried about right now is to get my wife through this next couple of days.
There you go.
A couple of words. Glasgow, I just want to say I'm praying for you. You and your family are deeply in my prayers. I can only imagine.
Yeah. I cannot. All right, let's take a timeout. All right. Doug LeMaurice coming up from Cleveland.com after this on Acadiana Sports Station 103.7. The game. All right. Dave Schultz, Cody Schutz, Shakir Martin in from Fox 15.
Focus on family and something like that.
Fill in for Perks, and he'll join us on his own show at 8:32. Phil with a big win, Tiger playing this weekend. Let's go out to the Arco Equipment Hotline. He writes for Cleveland.com. We'll talk a couple of different subjects with Doug Lamore-Reese. Doug, Dave Schultz on Sports Chat. Thanks very much for getting up early and joining me. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What is the reaction from Cleveland Browns fans on the signing of Kareem Hunt?
Mixed. There's certainly some trepidation by some people. Maybe the first feeling is the idea of, listen, the Browns are finally doing something right. You know, they got it going under after Hugh Jackson was fired last year. They won five games in the second half. Why would you risk that? They have a good running back in Nick Chubb. And what's the point of rocking the boat, of bringing negative press, of potentially causing a problem when you seem to be finally doing well? So I think that's maybe the first reaction. And then certainly there are people who are thinking, you know what, they are getting it right. Kareem Hunt is a reasonable risk. And if it hits, it really could help get them over the top and maybe get them in the playoffs. But there definitely are people who are kind of wondering why they thought this was worth it.
Now, I heard on TV, Schefter says he could be suspended 10 to 12 ball games. He may not actually play until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's definitely a bonus for the Browns. You know, they really like Nick Chubb. He was a second-round pick last year. He took over the starting running back duty in the second half of the year. They have Duke Johnson, who's kind of like a third-down back, catches passes out of the backfield. So they don't need Kareem Hunt. They aren't signing him because they don't have a running back. This is, you know, supplemental. Again, he'll help them, but they are certainly are expecting him to be suspended possibly for a long time. And it's a little bit of a flyer. I think it's a really cheap contract for this first year. The contract changes depending on how long he is suspended. And then part of it is, you know, if he gets it together and he's okay, then it's only a 1 year deal now, but then they'd be in position to maybe try to keep him here. And he is a Cleveland native, which adds to it. So again, it's, they're not counting on anything this year.
In your opinion, what does it say about, well, say for the organization?
Well, it's really about John Dorsey, the GM. He was the general manager in Kansas City who drafted Kareem Hunt. So Kareem Hunt's a Cleveland native. John Dorsey's the guy who drafted him in Kansas City. Now John Dorsey's in Cleveland. He brings Kareem Hunt back to Cleveland. There's a lot of connections there that on some level nobody's surprised about this. And John Dorsey has shown a history of being willing to take risks on guys like this who do have off-field issues. He did it when he drafted Tyreek Evans in Kansas City, and we see how well that has worked out for the Chiefs. He drafted a guy last year, Antonio Callaway, who played a lot as a rookie receiver for the Browns, who was suspended his last year in college for his off-field stuff. So, you know, it is a reflection on the organization, but it's primarily people are looking at John Dorsey and that this is the way he operates. And again, you either think that's great, it's smart, it's worth the risk, or you think, boy, this guy doesn't really care about character. He'll take anybody.
Doug Lamore-Reese from Cleveland.com. All right, so when I heard John Dorsey say they did all these investigations, did he say what he investigated? Because there's some other alleged incidences, and now he's got a zero-tolerance policy. So is that a zero-tolerance policy for the actual incident or lying about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's anything going forward, it seems to be the zero-tolerance, that if he has any issue, he's gone. Now, the one thing that Dorsey said is that they did not talk to the woman, the victim, who was involved in this situation with Kareem Hunt. So apparently the other two issues that are being addressed are more a run-of-the-mill kind of fight against another guy, which is a different kind of thing than whenever you have any kind of violence toward a woman. So that is one part of this that is a little disturbing, maybe more than a little, is that, you know, when they talk about investigating this, they didn't talk to the woman involved. And so, you know, that's, you know, usually an important part of looking into something like this. And that's something that at this point, at least, the Browns haven't done.
What about the investigation from the NFL? Why is this taking so long? Is the NFL still investigating this, or did they stop while he was suspended and not signed with anybody?
Yeah, you know, I'm not 100% sure on that. It really hasn't been that long. You know, he played 11 regular season games with the Chiefs. So I think, you know, I don't know the answer to that, actually, but I do know that, again, it is ongoing and the Browns are prepared for it. Kareem Hunt, you know, apparently has undergone some kind of counseling or something as part of this, that he's been taking steps also. But, you know, there's not going to be any surprises with what the NFL is going to do, because the Browns are prepared for that as part of their decision here. And I think part of the surprise about this is that a team went ahead and did this while this was still up in the air a little bit. But I think the Browns felt like there might be other teams interested in him, and that they were going to do it. They wanted to do it now to make sure they were the ones who got him.
Yeah, doesn't this hurt, like, the teams that try to do the right thing with Kansas City? I mean, I'm a Patriots fan, but there's a good shot that Kansas City would have won the Super Bowl with Kareem Hunt. They probably would not have gotten shut out in the first half. And so while this is all in limbo, the Browns actually swoop in and get him.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to hold up Kansas City as a team that does the right thing.
Right.
They have a history of drafting guys with issues who have problems. So right. I do think there is a difference between the original team you're on. If you do something like this and that team says, like, this is intolerable, you're gone. And now a new team says, listen, we're going to give you a second chance. We know this happened with you before. You weren't with us when that happened, but if you do anything like that with us, you're gone. You know, I think Kansas City did the right thing with, specifically in this case, with Kareem Hunt and getting rid of him. But I also understand, I mean, the question you have to ask yourself is, should this guy never play football again because of what he did? And if you think, yes, the thing he did was bad enough, he's 23 years old, he should never be in the NFL again. Okay, that's fine. But if you don't think that, well, no. I talked to an expert who had written a 100-page scholarly paper on this. You know, and she said she did not believe this was a one-strike situation. She understood the idea that this guy should have a chance to play again. So then if you do think that, then it's just timing and semantics. Then it's just logistics, because you believe he does deserve a second chance. So then it's, how are you going to handle it? What's the timing of the signing? What are you going to require of him off the field? That kind of stuff. But I think there is a reasonable place to say, well, he shouldn't be banned forever. So then how do you handle the return?
Let's say that's a Colin Kaepernick then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I mean, yeah, Colin Kaepernick should have been on a team a year and a half ago. Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. I mean, you know, Cleveland at one point before they drafted Baker Mayfield was a team that people thought, I thought Colin Kaepernick would have been a fit here. So, I mean, every time somebody like Kareem Hunt gets a chance and Colin Kaepernick doesn't, that automatically comes up, and it should. And it should. It absolutely should.
All right, let's wrap it up here with Doug Laymore Reese. Before he became a columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, he covered Ohio State. Your thoughts on Justin Fields becoming eligible immediately, and does Ohio State once again contend for the national championship?
Yeah, I mean, they basically, I've come around on this. I mean, they contend every year. You know,
right.
We used to kind of look for windows with Ohio State. Well, you know, this recruiting class is really good. They're going to contend this year. And it's like, no, they're at a certain point where they really are in it every year. So, not surprised with Justin Fields. Clearly the NCAA is trending this way with allowing these waivers. Clearly he had a legitimate off-field incident that you knew the NCAA just, like, wasn't going to fight, you know. So this is the world. Ohio State wouldn't have gone about this, and he wouldn't have gone about it this way if they weren't 99.9% sure he'd get the waiver. So, yeah, there was kind of a big reaction here when he got it, but it was also kind of like, what did you expect? Tate Martell left? I mean, he was, you know, they were all acting like he was going to be the starting quarterback in 2019. So he's here. He got the waiver. I'm glad he did, just for his personal sake. It made sense in his situation. I don't know that it means that every single quarterback and every single player should get a waiver, but, you know, this is – he does make them a national title contender, but I keep telling people, you know, Dwayne Haskins was really good and really special last year.
Right.
And no matter how highly recruited Justin Fields is, nobody should automatically assume that he's going to be as good as Dwayne Haskins. But, you know, in this day and age, people bring up guys like Trevor Lawrence, who, you know, won a national championship as a true freshman at quarterback, and so many – Tua – you know, so many young quarterbacks who have done this. So I think Ohio State fans are hoping he can do the same thing.
Yeah, the one thing, though, is that Trevor Lawrence displaced the starting quarterback. Justin Fields didn't, is the one
right.
thing in that case. All right.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Doug Lemoriz from Cleveland.com. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time. We'll have you on again. Are you pumped for spring training, or are we still concentrating on football?
Oh, no. I mean, the Indians are good, but their lineup stinks and their best player's out for all of spring training in Francisco Lindor.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's an interesting time, but people are still keeping their fingers crossed.
More importantly, do you get any time in Arizona and out of the Cleveland winter? It's all about you, Doug.
No. I burn terribly. I've gone to spring training before in my life, and I step off the plane and my skin catches on fire. So I'll be okay hiding in the snow.
All right, thanks very much for coming on. I appreciate it, Doug.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, bye. My headset, he burns terribly? No. He's in the press box. But they are outside all the time, too, though. All right, you hang out in the sun. All right, good show. We'll check out the Twitter poll questions. Shut up, Dave, poll questions. At Dave, 1037 the game. At 1037 the game. Colin Kaepernick, Kareem Hunt, Kyler Murray. I mean, that basically covers the news over the last couple of days,
yep.
If not just yesterday. We threw Shakira threw the good one in for Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, yeah.
So. Forever until he has a job.
Now, I think his career's come to an end. Though, all right, they've changed the handle, the stadium. About time. Save me space on my Twitter handle. All right, we'll be back to wrap up the show again. I am filling in for Perks as he makes his way out to L.A. to watch Tiger play. Is he setting up the Tiger interview, Cody? We got Tiger coming on?
Oh, we did that a couple weeks ago when you weren't here. I don't
right.
know.
Right.
No is the answer to that
all right,
question.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It always is a no. All right. I mean, he can't even get Steph Curry.
I was
going to
say the Steph Curry. Yeah,
no.
I was going to ask now.
Goodness gracious. All right, back after this. 1037, the game. All right, we agree. Appreciate Cooley 1460 checking in. Chris Bordelon. He says he disagrees. I disagree with your assessment that he's better than Teddy Bridgewater for sure. He answered the wrong question. I said Colin Kaepernick, I think, is better than Teddy Bridgewater. Not Kyler Murray. I don't know. I think Kaepernick's better than Teddy. I don't know about Kyler yet. We'll see. All right. Let's wait and see. And again, how many people have followed Teddy Bridgewater's career like I have?
How many you think?
His family. And maybe some people in the New Orleans media. But I saw him in his first college game.
Okay.
First pro game.
Okay.
And first Saints game. Now, two of those things are in New Orleans. But how many other people have done that? Like Larry Holder and Jeff Duncan.
I don't know.
And Fletcher Mackerel. But not on the college side.
I think on a Kyler.
First pass. Yes, he's like, you remember what? I went up to him after one of those games, after his game with Charlotte. I went after him.
Yeah.
I said, I was there for all your games. And you remember how hot it was? He's like, yeah. You remember my first pass? I go, yeah. Interception.
They respect that the most because you have that.
Well, I said, were you a little nervous then? Because I asked him if he was nervous for this game, for Charlotte game in the NFL. He's like, no, not really. I said, were you nervous for the Murray State one? He's like, yeah, probably a little bit. You know. All right, does Kyler Murray have a passion for football or a passion for the cash? 43% say the cash. 27% tell me to shut up. 30% say football. Let's see the other Twitter poll questions. At Dave, 1037 the game. At 1037 the game. With Kareem Hunt signing. Would you want Kareem Hunt on your team if it meant a Super Bowl title? It's 50-50. You know, in this case, 40-40. 40% yes, 40% no. 20% shut up. And Colin Kaepernick going the direction I thought it would. Would you take Colin Kaepernick on your team if it meant winning the Super Bowl? 45% say no. 33% yes. Only 22% tell me to shut up. So, also, we saw this in a video. How about this one, Cody? Cole Tracy? Did you see this? Working out with the legend. Not Brant, by the way. Sorry, Brant. Not Brant.
No. The Atlanta legend.
Working out with Morton Anderson.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I thought of this.
How about Morton Anderson working with up-and-coming kicker Cole Tracy, helping him get ready for the NFL draft? Keep him on your radar.
Oh, the legend.
Yeah.
Okay. You were referring to Morton Anderson.
Morton Anderson.
I thought you meant the Alliance team, the Atlanta legend. Okay, I'm fully with you. Got it.
Yeah. Just to let Morton know, Cole Tracy's on everyone's radar, at least around here, and I presume everywhere else.
No, I mean, yeah.
Right?
He's,
I mean, he had one of the, isn't he the all-time leading field goal kicker in college football history?
Right. In one season, right?
No, I think career.
Or is it all? Oh, yeah, that's including career. The assumption.
Yeah.
Time too. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Oh wow.
I mean, it's one of those things to where kickers. I mean, they do get drafted, but they don't get drafted generally. Cole Tracy most likely going to get drafted
first round.
Well, this isn't a Dave Schultz fantasy team. We're not taking Cole Tracy first round.
Hey. I only take three defenses in my fantasy
teams. You're right. I'm sorry. It's not extra kickers, extra defenses. You're right.
And by the way, that's the fantasy league I play it for in the championship game.
He's got to the championship game. He still sounds mad.
Oh, no. I'm flaunting. Not mad. I'm boasting.
Oh,
and the only reason
funny.
I had three defenses in... I was doing the same. I was doing one draft. I was doing two drafts at the same time.
Right.
Which I'm getting good at. Right.
I mean,
I've made the playoffs in baseball.
Worked out.
Right. As I'm interviewing the guys from the Louisiana Chittimacha Open champion. Right. Pretty good.
Yeah. Until they try to throw that.
Hey, Ben, if we can schedule the draft not during the open, that'd be appreciative. Thank you.
Thank you kindly.
Maybe a couple weeks early, maybe a week early. All right. Thanks to Shakira for coming in.
Thanks
coming
for
back
having
this,
me.
You come back this week?
Yeah.
Right.
If someone sends me some flowers on Thursday Cupid my way.
All right. Want to thank Bob Marlin for coming on. Doug LeMaurice for coming on from Cleveland.com. I'm filling in for Perks, so I'm not going anywhere. And Perks will join us on his own show at 8:30. Tomorrow, we got Tony Robichaux coming on. And we got Jeff Eggers coming on, the Washington Post column/author who wrote the book Walk This Way, the song that changed American music forever, is coming on tomorrow. Do you agree with that assessment? You're a little bit young for that.
I like it.
See,
that's dope.
Well, it's a big proclamation. I mean, that's right in my alley. Yeah, that was my high school era, right? When it may have that effect on you. All right. Of course, coming up after Perks, Rap Game with RP3, the Jim Rome Show, the Jordy Holtberg Show featuring Jordy Holtberg. Bumper to Bumper Sports, 4 to 5:30, leading right into LSU pregame show. Huge ball game against Kentucky, which you can hear right here on Acadiana's number one rated sports talk station, 107 game. Again, special thanks to Shakira. Special thanks to Cody. Joey Donuts is in because he's filling in for when Cody, you know, I don't know why he wants a honeymoon after he gets married. You know, he's dissing me for her, which, of course, you can't blame him. All right. Thanks for everybody. Thank you for listening. Back after this with Perks of the Game on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game.